Hi, finished?
Yes, sir, with a certain amount of satisfaction.
Wait, bring him up. Do the work, I don't know whether you were able to get out the findings now. I have to talk to Roger.
Yes, sir, may I just point out the...
Did I see Larry today?
Yes, sir, I had 5 o'clock message to talk to him last night. This morning, Secretary of State, I said to the Secretary of Defense, and I was, the Secretary testifies. And I led into that, they said, well, can you explain why you're not responsible? I said, well, you're responsible, I said, Secretary of State, and so...
I'm not being responsible?
No. Sorry.
What do they mean, responsible about what?
Well, see, they want to lose. They heard they don't get their $60 on the radio. But I gave enough today, in terms of back to the Secretary of State.
Oh, that's what they want you to say.
Oh, of course. Frustrates and let them hell out of me.
Good.
And then I let them go away, and then I hit the points that were speeding into a beautiful negotiation. So a lot of you guys, and I said, a lot of critics were asking a year ago, a year and a half ago, I remember full well, why don't you do something about negotiations? Why don't you proceed with negotiations? I said, on January the 25th, the president made it very clear that he had done that. I said, well, I can run it up on a regular basis. And I said, let me just assure you that we're, I led into it. They said, well, it's one, two, he says he wants to talk. I said, there's a lot of difference between talking about wanting to talk. There's a lot of difference between talking and negotiating. So what we're interested in is serious negotiations. The other side knows full well how to indicate to us how to begin the process of serious negotiation. Well, why don't the American people, I said, you guys will pull well that we cannot have this public forum. Then I made the point that this president has done everything that he said he would do in terms of dealing with the problem itself. He did not go back 2 years ago. So we're saying right now that we're taking every step to proceed towards serious negotiations. And I said, I'll assure you that when this administration, on the record of this period, even from January the 25th, is known that we will not be found wanting in terms of the resolution. It seems to me that people who talk about resolutions, they should be talking about resolutions supporting the South Korean.
That resolution condemning?
Condemning the action of the Congress. And the comparison to the period before.
Condemning the enemy rather than defending the enemy.
The reason I'm here, Mr. President, I checked with Henry, but I did want to check with you. The message has been delivered to the Senate. And Henry Field, Secretary Rogers, feels that they should release that text to the State Department. Soviets released their text. So they are one of you to do that. At least since my hand.
The text of the message to the Soviet Union. You want to deliver that, have that go out, and have that talk Rogers to the people?
About releasing tonight after TV tonight. Releasing at 7 o'clock. It's not fair. Now make the AM papers and we'll get Rogers there. There's no doubt
it. I let the TV go with Rogers.
Right.
And let this go and let it go right afterwards. And then the TV will be screwed if they say that they'll do that.
See, they kept pressing me today on whether or not we had verification on site about having experience.
What was the text of the message?
The text of the message in relation to our efforts for military targets and then international shipping was hit as a result of that. Could have been anti aircraft bombs. That's the record students. McCloskey and I talked about this, so we have no obligation to verify that Soviet ships were. We can just hold the position. If that was the case, we're not needing that.
That'd be released before the television launch. Releases right after the television launch. Okay.
That's a message you get all kinds of ways, reasons you got, you can always say, just, if you have to be at a certain time, get out there, a message to be delivered, and, chance for people to get on. So often here, your problem is, okay.
So, the other thing is, I'm curious, really have any comprehension. Just all taking the effort, I have a whole bunch.
No, there's some of them.
I suppose, I've got some of them, did you think you left that hanging out there, if they're gonna have red faces?
I'm sorry, I think you may have that up.
You really?
I know, so you can always so much.
But it's just, well, they got it in their mind.
It's good to keep pumping it out. The thing of it is, in terms of their stories, they know that we're not watching, we know that we're not, gave the pressure, they say, what if the resolution is passed, and the administration is bound by it, and I said, what we are doing is, our policy is to do what is necessary to, the 3 points, right?
Excellent. Oh, yes, well, the hell, the resolution, I think, tomorrow, Wednesday. Is that what you're talking about? Passing on Wednesday.
Well, that's not the law, I see, no doubt.
Right, it has to have hearings, it has to be debated, filibuster, screw around. At that time, it feels, something to do with it.
Today, by law.
Way to do it, Ron, just keep cool and so forth.
They said, well, this, it's a great, you said, it's my part, it's a special part of the president. What about the overall policy in terms of the Northwest? The president says the policy has an issue, surprise you, as it are, in terms of the military card.
Absolutely. And I've said it all.
That is delegated in terms of what military cards are given, that you consider delegations to the military command. Well, does this mean that in order to hit the North again, that we're in more and more involved, that we can get under this existing policy declaration, something I've heard of that?
You say what?
I said,
none of their business, absolutely not.
I said, I'm just not going to tell you.
See, the way it, you should know, I mean, just to serve your guidance, that we do give specific authorization to hit that area, and now they don't have it now.
But no, they don't know.
But we must not. I don't want them. I want the North Vietnamese to have all their goddamn crews out and wait for that next strike. But we're just not going to say it. But let it, we want to sound very, very unpredictable at the moment. Let these parts in the press play a very good round. But then the people don't deserve to be called. They don't deserve to be called Americans. But they will not take on the enemy. Who the hell's causing all this? Who the hell invaded?
That's all I made.
That's what resonates in the Senate today, right? Sure. In his wrap-up after the television.
I said
this thing to the senators, and I don't understand why everybody here is attacking the United States. Is anybody going to attack the North Vietnamese?
I said, look, there's no question in the world of who's causing this escalation. Who's invading? I said, we're not. I said, the South Vietnamese are not conducting military efforts, and we're not supporting the actions that we're taking just because we want to do it. Just because we want to hit military targets, it's something that they have to. Action that they have brought about, perpetrated, and that is probably a great thing. I said, no question about who has caused this action. That's the world.
What do they say? Well, they didn't really invade. It's the BC.
No, no, I was able to see that. Well, I was able to say, for years they were lying about having troops in North Vietnam. It's picking up exactly what the Secretary said. Absolutely. No, there's no question about the fact that we have 12 of 13 individuals committed. We're astonished and surprised that they took this action. We knew they were building up, but I said we're astonished and surprised from the standpoint that months before that they were talking about the fact that they wanted to talk about a solution. And all that time they were preparing for this mess. So we went through that. That's good. I think we're in good shape.
It's good. I hope they run a lot of Rogers tonight.
They will.
leave a message about after.
Please.
I was wondering, I asked Henry's repair, if you could get some really good breaker shop down in Coles, to see if they could get a number of Republican congressmen and senators to be a Democratic co-sponsor, or else we should be condemning the North Vietnam, to do it as a counter.
I think Agnew ought to take that lot, you know.
this tape off, but sometimes he gets a good bounce and sometimes he doesn't. He does, and if you're that much ahead, he doesn't. He hasn't lost it before, he's lost it. And his business is a good way. You're pushing through kind of hard to get something out on Rogers as soon as possible.
Highlights
big. I mean, like, master of the page.
Somebody on the board.
it up and ask each speaker.
Has his office for a while. He's testifying in the morning. Change your mind. Totally more strongly made up. Rocking it up. Like this. Telling me. And a guy is, I believe, in all this stuff that I can't imagine, especially after this weekend. But I mean, it's be enough of a behavior not to want to run out right now.
Yeah.
And that's why I recommend the whole line. Just do it. Looking at the worst possible result, is it better going to do it after the Russian summit?
Well, maybe I'm wrong.
Well, you could argue that it would be better from our viewpoint to do it now. Well, you got the war going, well, you got other things going, and well, you got assuming the Russian summit comes off, you got to hit the white things, white that sort off the record. I'm going to make you notice that he's got to look at what he's doing to you beyond just those things. One simple thing. How the hell do you confirm to the Secretary of the Treasury? The monetary stuff the way it is, with all that stuff, how are you going to find a guy that's confirmable to begin with? How are you going to get it confirmed? And even if you got it confirmed, how can the Secretary step in and pick up all those pieces of possible?
The deal would probably be just have acting secretary,
but that would be acting secretary. Good Christ.
But you have him acting.
And secretary of the trade is critical. And the economy and the world economy depends on confidence. And all that does is remove confidence.
It is one man over there working for him very close to him.
Somebody over in the depressed, and also some of the people over here can talk to you. And it doesn't, and I think he wants one.
He knew the time he was thinking of was to do it right after our trip, possibly to Texas.
He loved it open and says, do it now, do it after the dinner if you want to. It's best, I mean, I can't create any problems.
I'm not so sure that we have a Russian summit that makes any sense.
And so, then the focus shifts to the Democratic Convention and other things too. I was just thinking that if you did it now, then the scene shifts to the summit and all that. Kind of takes the blood away from that story.
I guess what I'm trying to do is perhaps delay it so you can be decisive. Perhaps delay it until...
You may be right, but that's what you're talking to me about. You may have in mind when you wrote that Russian summit. It's going to change no matter what. I agree with you if we can stall it. We've got to stall it all the time. And if I go in any event, maybe just go to the final position. If I even have a good will laying down here, it makes it so hard. Of course, you get out of it. Leave without the idea of in person.
Whatever happens to you, I'm right, I'm ready to fight, and I'm going to
next week.
We ought to go with you. I'd like to do it. So, okay, back to that. Probably have a dinner Tuesday night.
Maybe that doesn't matter. Maybe that doesn't matter.
Well. Particularly because we can get the, keep the rest of the time clear and also get the,
That's not a late dinner or a hard dinner. And we start to work Monday night.
Play it by ear.
Our work's in our favor. Assuming that we now have the deal so we can close on Thursday. I'll say buying this, or having this extra 2 weeks hasn't hurt us a bit. I don't think, we've lost any.
Yeah.
I can't deal with us to do.
I can tell it.
Rivers has the money, there you go.
The war is not so big.
War is overwritten, but there's not much there anyway. This is more confusing. Together, hopefully we'll get it.
Yeah, I have any written interrogatory, and he has a real good solution there. That's how you can run it, but it's not the language mission.
Thank you.